broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues on this July 21st in the year of our Lord, 2015 broadcast. This is Hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders, using the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the freest country on the face of the earth is, no doubt, in order. And that's our goal. You going to help? Or are you going to hinder? All right, welcome to the broadcast. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
The mainstream press just played a cut in the news that I wanted you to listen to, and I just want to kind of talk about this for a second. Listen up.
Child welfare in America suggests that there are more U.S. children living in poverty than before the recession. We get more from SRN's Jeremy House.
The latest Kids Count data book from the Annie E. Casey Foundation says 22% of American children were living in poverty in 2013. That compares with 18% in 2008. Poverty rates were almost double among African Americans and American Indians and were most severe in the South and Southwest. The study cites several factors. Among them, more children were raised in single-parent homes and fewer lived with parents with secure employment.
That's SRN's Jeremy House.
All right, now, Kurt, I just got to ask you something. They say, hey, you know, the problem is you got these people living in single-parent homes. And that's kind of the great reason for the poverty and stuff. And my response is, then why don't we encourage one-man, one-woman marriages, Kurt? That's how the babies were made. And maybe that might be the ideal living conditions, Kurt, for children. In fact, I shouldn't say may. All studies prove that. Every one of them. So why don't we just double down on that, Kurt? What do you think of that idea? When the mainstream press pointed out the problem and the solution all at once. All at once. They might not have meant to do it, of course, but they did, Kurt, and I'm just asking. Now, I just want to also say the next piece. Listen to this.
And fewer lived with parents with secure employment.
Fewer lived with parents with secure employment. Now, Kurt, I just want you to know. I just want to tell you right now. I got a good job. My job is secure, sir. Is your job secure? You got a secure job, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Good boy.
I just, what are they talking about? A secure job? Who in America has a secure job? There's only one group I know of, Kurt.
Government?
Yes, sir. Not that it should be secure, but today's modern manipulation, it has become quite secure. In fact, you track those who get into government, 9 times out of 10, it's an incredible trajectory upward in personal income. The higher you go in government, the bigger your income ends up being, whether you're in government or out of government. The revolving door is absolutely in place. And after you get out of office, usually you serve and you live on a minimal salary of a couple of $100,000 a year or something like that. But then you get a book deal or you get speaking engagements and pretty soon, man, you're into the millions, the multi-millions of dollars. It happens over and over and over, Kurt, with virtually without exception. Mm-hmm. Now, if you somehow get on the wrong side of somebody, then you might melt down. But not really. Not really. You don't really ever suffer unless you go on the wrong side of what government wants you to do.
Good point.
I find that fascinating. You know, you get Jeb Bush, for example, made a ton of money after he was governor and he left. It's like, hey, let's get rich before the next government service position. It's crazy.
Yep. You're exactly,
but that's what we have going on everywhere. It's not about to stop. It's not about to change. In fact, it's not even really being challenged, Kurt. In fact, the man that's leading the polls on the GOP side is, what, one of the richest men we've ever heard of, Kurt?
Yeah.
So yep. We talked last hour about Donald Trump willing to end gun-free zones, and good for him. Again, I personally believe Donald Trump to be kind of a red herring candidate. In the sense that I don't believe he really takes any of the issues that he talks about to the conclusionary discussion or solution. He always just brings up a point and then it peters out before it ever gains real ground. Trump would end gun-free zones on military bases. Is he going to then start spending money to back David A. Clark Jr. and other people who are talking about guns are the solution, Kurt? Is he really going to go so far as to back the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association who believe we have a right to keep and bear arms and that right shall not be infringed? Is he really going to double down and back those who are being advocates? Is he going to put a bunch of money into gunowners.org? I mean, is gun owners going to go, thank heavens to Donald Trump, we got like 5 million or 20 million or whatever the number is, and we're really going to take this thing to the stars now? So I appreciate Donald Trump saying the right thing, and I give him credit for doing so, Kurt, but I want him to put his money where his mouth is. I want him to become real in terms of supporting those who have been in this fight forever for this, Kurt. Okay, gun owners is the most tried and true, no compromise gun lobby in America today. They've done a tremendous job. Larry Pratt, who joins us on the broadcast monthly, good friend, personal friend, and took on Piers Morgan on national TV. What is that, CNN, Kurt? And basically slaughtered him about gun control. And so if Donald Trump is real, if he's genuine in this attempt, Kurt, is he going to double down, triple down, and put his money where his mouth is and focus on some of the people who have been at it, time and tested, for the longest period of time ever? And if Trump would do that kind of thing, if Larry Pratt called me up and said, Sam, I just got $41 million from Donald Trump as a donation, and now we're really ready to rock and roll. We're ready to fund you in radio. We're ready to partner with you in Washington to create to push the non-compromised gun lobby. We need you in Washington to broadcast our celebration of Donald Trump's genuineness in his efforts here. I would really start to take courage, Kurt. But no offense, I don't really see. I mean, Trump would end gun-free zones. That's great. How would he do that, Kurt? How is he planning to go about that?
You know, I don't know exactly. One thing, it's so refreshing, at least to see someone who seems to not measure every word that he puts out, you know, like the traditional candidate, you know, like a McCain or a, you know, Dole or Hillary or whatever. When you see Trump, you just go, hey, man, what's next? But, you know, what is so amazing to me is, it's not that hard to figure out what to do to lead in the polls. You know, if you really, you know, present the solutions that the American people are just clamoring for, man, you'll get support. And, I mean, just imagine if he went ahead and said, hey, man, this whole political system, this Democrat-Republican thing has just been a boon around our necks for years. I call for a halt to this thing. I mean, just imagine what kind of support he'd get then. But I mean, the guy in the latest Washington Post story says he's nearly double the numbers for any of the other Republicans.
Yeah, but see, while he's double the numbers for any Republicans amongst the populace, amongst the people, hey, all the Republican leaders are going, this guy's not even fit to be president. We got to kick him out of the runnings. He can't even run for president anymore. He's lost his credibility because he dared to criticize any illegal immigrant that wants to do harm to American people. He dared to point out this elephant in the room about illegal immigration promoting and backing criminals in our society. How dare him attack McCain, the greatest decorated war hero, I guess, since sliced bread. You know, and Trump, he can't even run. And the more he gets popular in the polls, Kurt, the more the Republicans hate his guts. But again, this fits into this red herring scenario that I bring up. That, hey, I don't think that Trump is genuine in his efforts. I think he's just playing the circus clown. Like, he's bringing up issues, bringing them up so hard and so in your face that the Republicans could just dismiss them. And I don't believe it's all real. Now, don't get me wrong. I give him credit for the things that he's saying, but I'd love to see him truly tell me, how are you going to get rid of gun-free zones? Are you going to fund the greatest gun lobby in America? Are you going to fund the sheriff that beat Bill Clinton over the Brady Bill 20 years ago? Are you going to fund? Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Are you going to put your money where your mouth is? Or is this just a political love fest of, well, listen to what I say, not what I really mean kind of an idea? What are we talking about, Kurt? And I don't mean to be critical, but I do think this is an important thing to understand. And the problem is, how do you know someone's heart or someone's intent or someone's real disposition? Trump might really mean well. I hope he does. I just have my doubts when none of it ever gets traction. And you have an absolute billionaire. And when you look at very little money, Kurt, I mean, you could give gun owners, for example, $2 million, $5 million. It wouldn't even make a Donald Trump blink, Kurt. It'd be like me buying a pizza. And it would mean the whole world to gun owners. You ask Larry Pratt if he got $5 million windfall, what it would do for him? I'm just telling you. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Sam thinks Donald Trump, the Donald, is just kind of a red herring, kind of a candidate. He's not really serious. He's there to stake out the extreme on any position. And then he's there to kind of marginalize that position. The proof of the pudding is I don't see him putting his money where his mouth is. I don't see him really doing anything. He makes a great claim that gets him some spin in the polls and some attention for his businesses and whatever. But I don't really see him putting his money where his mouth is and supporting those who need it most, who truly believe in the causes he claims he supports. He would get rid of gun-free zones at military bases. I agree with him. He's right. But what are you really doing to make that happen, Donald? Are you really funding the Gun Owners of America and the CSPOA and other places that really could absolutely use your money? I mean, a little bit of money, $5 million would be a blink in the eye of a Donald. But yet, you know what? I guarantee you, if I talk to Larry Pratt, a good friend of mine, joins us on the broadcast monthly, Kurt, if we really asked him if $5 million would just do him a windfall and incredible good, I guarantee you, it'd be just one of the biggest donate. It'd be the biggest donation he's probably ever received, and it would be you could say a game changer in politics, Kurt. It really would. And you could say, well, Donald is running for office. He can't just donate to Larry. There's so many businesses and so many ways that can get done. When the politicians want to do it, they can get it done. So don't tell me it can't be done. That's bogus. Now, exactly how it all needs to flow, I don't know. We can talk to an attorney about that. I'm just telling you, if money wants to get from A to B, the bureaucrats get it done, so can the Donald. All right, Art off the grid wants to chime in. Go, sir.
Hey, Sam. Donald is nothing but a distraction. I think everybody's figured that out. But you asked the question. I'm going to try to come up with an answer here. How is Donald going to deal with this this gun-free zone thing? Well, how does Obama generally do things when he can't get his way?
Usually by fiat or executive order, sir.
Well, you know what? If Obama can do it, nobody pitches a bitch. Why can't Trump do it?
Like a Trump Barack.
Here's the general idea. He gets in there and all he has to do is say, it's in the best interest of all Americans, not to mention the fact that it's unconstitutional to have a gun-free zone unless it's a federal building.
No, I get how he could do it once he became president. Whether that's the smartest way to do it or not, I don't know. I'm just talking about while you're campaigning, how are you going to accomplish your objective? If you could really do something while you're campaigning that got done, you could then use that and say, look, this is what I'm accomplishing when I'm not even elected yet, guys.
Well, and here's the thing. They don't ever get anything accomplished when they're campaigning. That's the thing.
Well, they could. They should. They ought to. That ought to be a case-changing reality, right?
Well, you would think, but show me any politician who ever got anything accomplished when he was campaigning for office. Show me one.
The best ones get a lot done but don't really campaign for office, like George Washington. I don't know that he ever campaigned for office at all, but I know this. He got a whole lot done everywhere he went.
But how long ago was that? I mean, in today's world, if you're not campaigning, you're fundraising.
Unfortunately, I can't argue your point, sir. You're right.
So there's nothing's going to happen until we get rid of the clowns that we've got.
Agreed.
And that means a complete wiping the slate clean and starting over. And a lot of people don't want to do that because to wipe the slate clean and start over is terrifying for people.
I just want to dismantle 90% of the government because we don't need it and it's unconstitutional anyway, Art.
Well, I'm an anarchist. I don't think we need government.
All right. So you like Becky Akers on the program, don't you?
The narco-anarchist or whatever she calls herself.
Yeah, she's an anarchist. She was on yesterday with us. She, you know.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, she does a great job. All right, sir, anything else?
That's it, man.
Thanks, Art. There you go, Kurt. So he doesn't believe that the Donald's for real either. He's kind of a clown candidate, not really intending to get it done. However, more and more people are starting to back him, even though the Republican insiders are trying to jettison Trump. But I guess there's a reshuffling of the GOP field, says Fox, huh, Kurt? All in favor of Trump?
Well, yeah, you know, and then you've got Walker who jumped in and basically said he was, hey, don't forget me just lately. I don't really see much, even though that happened just recently with Walker. You know, his message had already been out there. And the thing about Trump is the guy gets the media, Sam. He understands it. He's been in it. And as you've always taught folks, he who owns the media makes the rules. He doesn't really own them, but I'm just telling you, they love to have him on. And he's flamboyant. He brings, he talks about the issues. He doesn't seem to be afraid of doing that. I can see why the insiders, the kingmen, are ticked off at him because he doesn't fit their narrative. He's not really, in my opinion, going to do what they tell him. But it is interesting. They say the Republicans and Republican-leaning, independents, they call them, are, got him figured at about 24%, where the next highest guy is about 13%, Scott Walker, who that announced his candidacy last week. They got Jeb Bush still hanging around there at 12. Then they say, the next seven are ranged somewhere between 8 and 3%, and they include Mike Huckabee, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Rick Perry, and Chris Christie. Then they say you've got the, There's
what do you say, Kurt? Is Sam just the ultimate cynic on all this then?
Well, you got the bottom six candidates. They say that's Ohio Governor John Kasich, Bobby Jindal, George Pataki, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, and Lindsey O'Graham. Boy, it sure is sad to see old Lindsey O'Graham way down there. But anyway, the bottom line is it's a horse race.
Yeah, and you know what? Besides the unique comments made and the peer application of the Constitution, we could apply to comments made as a whole, even discussing all the details of the candidates is a waste of time. How many people do they have running now, Kurt? 20 yet?
It's pretty close there, I think. The numbers are pretty close.
Yeah, and I mean, so it's not even worth discussing too much about it until you cut that number at least in half, Kurt, or more. It's like, You know what? None of the ideas are going to take traction except for what the mainstream ones want, which would be Bush and Christie. And, they might let Cruz hang around for a while. Who knows?
Well, Rubio. Because the Donald's got the money and he's got the, kind of connections to the media, he's got some stuff kind of going for him. I, like you, have felt, that he's, I guess you could say, less than, genuine in some cases. But he's certainly bringing up the fact that, hey, you can see if you're any candidate at all, and you can basically see what he's saying and doing and how he's getting his support. You ought to be learning, I hope, but I doubt it.
Yeah. Anyway, I find that interesting, though, and I really don't find Trump to be legitimate. And the reason that I don't is because he's not positioning himself as a wise candidate. He's not delivering his messages in an appropriate way to really gain traction and to gain credibility. It's almost like a rodeo clown kind of a guy out there. And, a lot of pomp and a lot of showmanship and a lot of that kind of stuff, but not a lot of real substance. If he all of a sudden said nothing but I announced $25 million to go to the Gun Owners of America, and Larry Pratt and I have a joint media op and a press conference in Washington, D.C. About this, and here's what I'm doing, and here's why. Okay, then I would start to say, okay, you know what? This might be legitimate. But just a statement about, oh, man, I don't believe in gun-free zones in the military. I'm going to get rid of those. I just don't see where the traction is, folks. All right, quick pause. We have a whole lot more interesting news. There's protesters. Are they against Joe Arpaio? Sheriff Joe? What?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, what's up with Sheriff Joe Arpaio? I guess he's in the news, huh?
Well, yeah, it looks like you're talking about this story of you're talking about Arpaio?
Protesters at Progressive Conference.
Yeah.
March to arrest Joe Arpaio, not the people.
Yeah, that's right. I guess they had this thing.
You got another Sheriff Joe story,
there,
by the way?
No.
Because we can get into that one if you got a second one.
I heard Io, and I thought I was thinking, did you say Ohio or Arpaio? But anyway, they had some kind of a, they call it a progressive, which, you know, my translation for progressive is socialist kind of a, you know, shindig down there in Joe's country. And so all these people, they decided, they call it a Netroots Nation Conference, and they decided to have some kind of a march. And basically it shows them with pictures, all around his jail, et cetera. I guess they said they were going to arrest the sheriff, but apparently they didn't arrest the sheriff. But anyway, they did get some media coverage.
And Joe Arpaio is another one of these people, Kurt. I don't really know the truth about him. And I'm not trying to bring up speculation about everybody, but it's interesting, you know. Joe Arpaio said, because of my citizens that came to me, I'm going to dig into this Barack Obama thing. And then he came back today, the birth certificate's bogus, and we know this is all wrong. But then now it's like, oh, man, I got some explosive news, me and my, you know, Cold Case Posse are going to really, and then the Cold Case Posse, Mike Zillow guy, was like, hey, I got some barn burner information. Give us 90 days. It'll be out. And then, well, we don't have it ready yet, and, well, we're getting it ready. And now they say, well, golly, it's the most incredible information you've ever heard, but we probably won't really, well, we don't know. We hope to release it, but we probably won't ever release it. Now, you almost wonder, you know, is it really a situation where you can't get to the bottom of it? Barack's so good, Kurt. So good that no one can take him down. No one can expose the truth.
That's a great point.
The biggest, you know, I should say this, one of the largest county sheriffs in the country, by population, by funding, by sheriff's posse, by everything. You know, hey, Donald wants to know the truth, and Donald ain't got enough money to get that done. Sheriff wants to know the truth, but he doesn't have enough law enforcement capability to get that done. Somehow, so Barack's just bigger than Trump and Joe together, Kurt? Okay, at some point, it's got to be laughable. At some point, we're not getting the whole stories, folks. I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I don't know what's up, and I'm not trying to call into question Joe Arpaio. I quite like him, and I think he's been a good guy and done a lot of good, okay? But I'm just saying, what's up with that? You know, it used to be when I'd call Mike Zillow, it was like, hey, man, yeah, man, get me sheriffs. We want to talk about this. We want to show them what we've gotten. Now when I call him, he's like, man, can't say nothing. Can't talk about it. Can't do anything. We're working on it. Don't know if it'll ever see the light of day, Sam. Then Donald's like, hey, we're going to get to the bottom of this birth certificate. I'll pay someone some money to prove this or do this. But nothing ever really happens, and there's no real efforts. And I'm just saying, I don't get it, Kurt. Do you? Is Barack really bigger than everybody on the planet? I mean, there's nobody bigger than Barack, Kurt. Nobody can take Barack down. Nobody can discover the truth. No one can create accountability.
When you look at it, you know, Barack's got the support of a pretty good size chunk of the media, in my opinion.
Well, he does.
They were, you know, in his camp.
But Trump's got literally billions of dollars. Joe Arpaio's got some of the best investigators in the world, Kurt. Joe Arpaio's been an investigator for well over 50 years. Even on the federal level, dealing with drug running and everything. And they can't even make a crack in old Barry, can they? At least supposedly. I don't know. The more I learn, the more I get uncomfortable, Kurt, that we're not being told the truth. Now the protesters are going to run around and try to arrest Joe Arpaio, not the criminal element within the immigration movement, Kurt. Pretty soon they'll try to arrest Trump, too, won't they, Kurt? But Barry can just waltz right in and people, like, kiss his hand and stuff, huh?
Good point.
It's just crazy. I don't get it. All right, Kurt, we're talking about gasoline now.
Well, that's one thing. You know, we talked a little bit about this whole Ron Paul thing, about him kind of praising the Iran deal. And, you know, some others are saying that with the Iran kind of recent agreement with them or whatever, where we're doing a little more trade or whatever, you know, handing out money, etc. But there'll be a lot more oil on the market, which will mean we'll have lower gas prices. They say they figure a couple bucks a gallon is going to be back. You know, I don't know exactly when. When do you expect it? I mean, I'm seeing $2.80, you know, in our area, you know, as somewhere in the range it is right now.
Yeah,
but
$2.80.
They say it's on its way back.
Well, and they may be right, Kurt, but again, here's what my opinion on this. Again, this is manipulated numbers. The United States has a huge, what do they call the word for that? Huge bunch of stored up gas. What's it called?
Oh, they have a...
I don't know what the
kind of a
there's a word for
protected
it.
Amount or whatever.
Anyway, they've got a storage or of a bunch of gasoline or whatever. And I'm convinced they can manipulate that. They can manipulate countries. They can change the price of gas whenever they want to, just like they can fiat currency, just like they can gold and silver, just like they can the futures markets and et cetera. I'm convinced that what's happening is they know the economy's not as good as they're running around telling everybody. So they're like, hey, we're going to raise interest rates pretty soon. The best way that they can make sure that people aren't just brought to the brink of financial ruin completely is to give them a big old discount on gas. You can literally change somebody's financial day-to-day world, Kurt, especially on the, you know, less income segment of society. You could change their feel about how much money they have by a couple of $100 a month easy. By manipulating gas prices. And so, do I believe they'll drive the price down? Probably. They've got to, or else more and more people are just going to melt down and go on the brink and stuff. But they've got the highest unemployment I've ever seen in my life right now. And they're all running around going, we're going to have to raise interest rates, but the economy's just rocking. And that sucker's just, I mean, it's cooking, baby. But yet everybody's running around laying everybody off, and then they're running around going, oh, man, 22% of the nation's children are in poverty, and they're running around going, golly, you know, we don't know what we're going to do. Global warming's crazy. These companies can't make it, you know, and they're going, well, we're going to raise the interest rate. And everything's just so topsy-turvy. I believe that they're intentionally just playing us like a fiddle, Kurt, is what I think. And they can manipulate prices down to $2. Will they? Probably. When? Have no idea. But I bet it has something to do with enjoying Thanksgiving and Christmas and the travel holidays. And it'll just be this feel-good manipulation is what it'll be, Kurt. Not that I don't welcome $2 gas. I welcome the lowering of any price, anywhere, anytime, all the time, Kurt.
Yep, yep. Looks like...
just so you know, prices are good when they go down, except for when it's your house. Then it should go through the roof. You got that?
That's
See, right. These people are economically psychotic.
I guess in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area, it's around 240, somewhere in that range. But I guess if you're a Californian, you know, you got, I mean, I guess you got somewhere, you know, I mean, you just, they say that California's rising gas prices result from a grossly manipulated fuel marketplace. You mean?
I hear that. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Market in California? Hmm.
Absolutely. Hey, Kurt, did you hear about this Oregon school's letter to their parents? Oregon government school had a letter to the parents. What and it was so odd and concerning to the parents that I guess it drew a quick apology from the government school down there in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like this. Parents in Oregon were shocked when they received a letter from the children's government school stating that their children would be turned over to the state if they were not picked up promptly. The June 24th letter to parents, I guess from the staff at this elementary school, basically said, hey, you've got to pick up your kids on time, buddy, or they're going to the state. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I'm thinking they're already to the state if they already dropped them off at the government school. But, you know, it is interesting how... it seems like more and more you hear these stories of people having to, request that they can borrow their children or, you know, take them with them or whatever. Because you know, the government schools are getting more and more, I don't know if you call it out there where they just say they're ours.
Yeah.
You
know? Now, I also found this fascinating. The government schools said there, listen carefully, the school also wanted to announce, along with saying, hey, you better pick up your kids or we're turning them over to the state. The school also announced that it'll be serving breakfast and informed parents of new government school hours. There was one unique line buried three paragraphs into the letter. That's what caught some parents really by surprise. And if I'm going to do radio right, they tell me, I've got to tell you after the pause on Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so this Oregon school letter to parents was so concerning, it drew a quick apology, but, you know, I believe it was a test case. The letter said that children must be picked up on time from their government elementary school. If not picked up on time, then the government school will call DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. And you'll have to go pick up your kids at court the next day, Kurt. Now, Kurt Wisely says they're already in the government, Neil, but all I'm telling you, wow, it'll get worse, right? It'll get way worse. Now, WorldNet Daily just emailed me, and they have a headline, Kurt, that says America, quote, prayer can reduce, let me start over. America, prayer can reverse a downward spiral. And I agree with that, Kurt. Prayer can reverse a downward spiral. That's why I like WorldNet Daily. How many news services would send that out, Kurt?
That's a great point. Yeah, you're not going to see that really in most places.
So I know a lot of people are saying, Sam, WorldNet Daily is not who you think they are. And my response is, you know what? Again, I support the good that's everywhere. Even Donald Trump's great statements that he's making, I support. Hopefully somebody will decide to support Larry Pratt gun owners, knowing full well that's the best way to help Donald achieve his goal of no gun-free zones. And maybe the Donald ought to expand his no gun-free zones to the whole nation. In fact, if we have enough prayer, hopefully we can reverse that downward spiral, Kurt. Now, I guess the feds are in the news, and they spent $2 million. And they're encouraging wives to nag men. Is this accurate, Kurt? <What's>...
Yeah. They say this was intended so that they could, get them to quit chewing tobacco. They've spent $2 million on this campaign to get the women to nag their husbands to quit using this smokeless tobacco. Now, you know, what I wanted to ask is, are we still, you know, supporting the smokeless tobacco industry? But anyway, the National Institutes of Health has sponsored this continuing grant for the Oregon Research Institute to evaluate an innovative approach that encourages male smokeless tobacco users to quit by enlisting the support of their wives, /partners, both to lead smokeless tobacco users to engage in treatment and to help them to sustain abstinence. So at least we're promoting abstinence somewhere, but it's abstinence about tobacco. Researchers had already established that women can be readily recruited to get their husbands to quit chewing tobacco, but now the project is going a step further with a multimedia push that includes a website and an interactive and tailored support plan. So, you know, I mean, there's just no place to cut government spending, Sam. I mean, it's just not possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah. if you go to a posh restaurant, it's probably possible, Kurt. I'm thinking we ought to go to posh restaurants and solve everything.
You know, when I think of posh or, you know, kind of frills, et cetera, I don't really think of McDonald's. But, yeah, the headline from the dailymail.co.uk. Posh McDonald's, a fast food chain, opens luxury pop-up in Tokyo. They say for one night only, so I don't really get that. They call it Restaurant M. They say it's going to open in someplace there in Tokyo on the 27th of July for just one night. It's going to offer diners a multi-course meal that includes a certain kind of soup that I can't really tell you the first name. It starts with a V. It's a big bunch of long words. And it's going to be, by the way, this soup's going to be made from French fries and a gelée made with McDonald's vegetables. That's gonna how you're gonna make this certain soup. Instead, they say of the usual paper cups and cartons, the diners are gonna be treated to ceramic plates, silver cutlery, iced tea in wine glasses, and coffee served in a cup and saucer. So, you know, I don't really get it. They're just doing this for one night. They say, and rather than grabbing a quarter pounder on the run, well, I guess it is.
Look, you know, McDonald's is on the meltdown, right?
Media attention. Yes.
And now they've got Kurt Cosby talking about McDonald's, buddy.
Yeah.
Good. It worked perfectly. Flawless. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Now, I'm not down on you for talking about it. I think it's fascinating. Nope. They got posh restaurant McDonald's. McDonald's also has done Valentine's Day, too. You can go to McDonald's and have a candlelit McDonald's dinner and such like that, Kurt. So, you know, you can get a special McFlurry and everything, bro.
Yeah. They say they're going to have this tasting platter, you know, offer dainty sized morsels of beef, chicken, and fish, along with a variety of McDonald's dipping sauces. So, you know, anyway, one thing about it, I simply would say I certainly welcome the knife and a fork that actually isn't plastic. You know what I mean?
What do you mean, Kurt? Well, no plastic?
Do you like it when you got that fork and it breaks off?
That's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. I like it especially if like the plastic melts into my food, you know?
Yeah.
Because then I feel like I'm kind of getting embalmed while I'm still alive.
By the way, they say this experience is going to be open to 10 groups of 20 lottery winning diners, all of whom were, already picked. That's... Like you say, it's getting some media coverage, huh, Sam?
Wow, man. Crazy. All right. Well, I'm feeling really good if you can go to McDonald's, buddy. I'll tell you what I want. I want one of them fish fillets, one of them fish fillets. I want one of them quarter pounders with cheese. Come on. That's what I want. Candle lit on top of that, dude. I love you, honey, the whole bit. You know?
They've got a new thing for your iPad, Sam.
A new thing for my iPad?
Yeah.
I thought iPads were on the way out, buddy. They were like yesteryear.
I'm sending you the headline, but this basically says the headlines from sanfrancisco.cbslocal.com. Device turns iPad into sperm tester. I guess as they say, startup seeks FDA approval. I guess they call it iSperm, and it's going to be an in-home tester that consists. they say it consists of a tiny microscope and a backlight that you put that on your back, or anyway, that attaches to the tablet's camera. This sample is placed in the device, and an app analyzes the sperm count and motility. Or they say how fast sperm can swim. Users can also record video of the sperm for analysis by a fertility expert. You know, I had really thought that the iPad was almost used for, many things. I'd never really considered it in this area. The Reuters are reporting that nearly 200 farmers have already used iSperm to analyze fertility in their livestock. The iSperm isn't the only device that uses a mobile device camera for medical testing. They say, yeah.
Is this only for animals?
As far as I can tell, you can use it for all types of the, this particular fluid.
So you can just say, honey, I bought you an iPad sperm tester for your birthday. Right?
They say if approved, this thing is hopes to sell at a price of somewhere between $100 and $200. You can get eye sperm for that, you know? Anyway, yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. You know,
what do you think, Kurt? You getting one?
No, I didn't put my order in on this, and I don't expect to either. But
I don't see why not, man.
It is an interesting news story, you know.
Yeah.
It's certainly different.
All right, well, there's an interesting story. I guess the headline says that a Bush and a Clinton side-by-side on the campaign stage, and not a political zinger between them, Kurt. Did you see this big old long article? The last name Clinton and Bush usually mean political fireworks, past, current, and future. But no. Mm-hmm. No. Let me just tell you something right now. Bill Clinton and George Bush, they were all charm as they took the campaign stage together.
Uh-huh.
It was called a bipartisan love fest, Kurt.
Yeah.
To promote a, quote, joint scholarship program.
What a hurl.
The presidents, believe it or not, share a warm personal relationship. And they occasionally appear together and make speeches. And, well, they love each other. They're all good, Kurt. Before the presidents took the stage, Jake Harriman, one of the graduating scholars, delivered an impassioned speech. And everybody got along. Now, listen carefully. George Bush said, hey, it really helped that Bill Clinton was so gracious, Kurt.
Yeah, gracious.
I just want you to know that Bill was gracious.
Yeah, everybody's gracious.
See? And Bill is telling Hillary, and George is telling Jeb, be gracious, especially to one another. You feeling good about that, Kurt? All right, a Bush and a Clinton side by side, not a political zinger between them. There you have it. They're lying to you about their not getting along. It's all a game, ladies and gentlemen. We can restore America. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.